This is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program, and today I am recapping the conversation held on July 10th between the five candidate commissioners. The first question was what the three responsibilities are for the commissioners. This is what District 2 candidates Fritz Blaski, Clayton Dick, and Greg Meyer had to say.
Probably, first of all, financial. We have to use your tax dollars as conservatively and as we can, and I think we've been doing a pretty decent job of that. Second is probably county safety, which will kind of get into the courts and the police systems and stuff like that, which the sheriff's office is under the commissioners. Even though the sheriff is an elected position, we still handle their budgets and stuff. And the third one is just community service. We offer a lot of services. We have the county blacktop roads are in pretty darn good shape now. We have one more, the Okito Road to do this year, and then the Cottage Hill Road next year, and they'll all be done with their overlays, and then it'll be sealing and stuff. Services such as the health nurse.
And that was Fritz Blaski, and now on to Clayton Dick.
I am all about the safety in the jail, out of the jail for the people of Marshall County. I'm not only going to serve as District 2, but I also want to serve as the complete Marshall County citizens. We need to have our finances in order when different things come through the district here, through the towns, the townships, and whatnot. I feel that there can be a little bit better road conditions, being that I have retired from Marshall County after 18 years of road and bridge. I feel that there could be a lot of money saved and better road conditions.
And now on to Greg Meyer.
The first one is the budget. You have to definitely follow the budget for anything to happen in the community and make things flow like they're supposed to. Second is economic development. You got to have good economics to get people to come to the community so your communities can grow. And third is the public works department. You got to have good roads. Got to have good good infrastructure to keep people coming here.
And this is what District 3 candidates Keith Bromhall and Austin Klein had to say.
Kind of had the same things as Greg did right there, jotting some notes down. Obviously, the budget. I mean, that's our main focus is your tax dollars, and make sure we spend them wisely and get them distributed out to all the different agencies that we take care of. Economic development, to make sure that we bring businesses in, not only bring them in, but keep the ones that we have. And that's one thing we've worked really hard at with different programs that we've had. Also, our neighborhood revitalization has been a big plus for people to build houses, and the new infill neighborhood revitalization that we started is really good. So that's going to help maintain our towns, clean up the empty lots and things like that. And then also the infrastructure, I mean, make sure, you know, we are a rural county. Everything that we do revolves around agriculture in Marshall County. And so we've got to make sure that our roads and bridges are good.
And now for Austin Klein.
As it's been spoken, the budget is always a top priority. Allows the county to run off of things that they need for sure. One place I'd sure like to address would be the technology and better advertisement availability for the in-county folks, and as well as bringing in new people, keep up the technology and keep everyone safe through the community, within the jail or within the community. And as everyone stated, the roads are a crucial part of the county that keep us rolling right through it. So we got to have good roads for the transmission of all the grain that comes through and all the farms and everyone on their vacation and personal vehicles.
And this has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program. Thank you for listening.